Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. Let's continue working on this solo, Stomping at the Savoy, Charlie Christian, 1941. We're halfway through the first chorus, coming up on the bridge. The bridge, Stomping at the Savoy, in the key of D-flat, goes to a four type of chord, G-flat 7. B7, E7, around the circle of fifths, A, and then A-flat. And so on. So, let's see, to review what happened in the solo on the first eight bars. So a lot going on there on that bridge. This is one of the famous Charlie Christian bridges. He was well known for what he would do on the inside of the tune, the inside being the bridge. As Thelonious Monk said, it's the inside that makes the outside sound good. Okay, how about that first part of the phrase? Okay, so this has to be here. This box shape, if it's so well right there, I'm talking about playing this the B flat with the third finger on the second string, and the whole thing is up kind of in the ninth position there. I mean, where else would you do it? Down here? No way. So we're gonna assume that it's here. I would bet quite a bit that that's where it is. Okay, so now, so he's outlining this G flat 7 chord with this kind of shape, this whole tone thing. We've seen that in many places. You see that in Coltrane a lot, like a. The whole tone that's within a diatonic scale. You know, if this were the key of B, that would be the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh degree of the scale. But on a G flat 7 chord, and he's kind of filling it in. There with that F natural. Now he's got to slide down to get the third of the chord. Okay, that's what happens next, right? Okay, so a little slower. Let's make this like 70% here. Okay, so up until there, we've got all G-flat 7 type of stuff. I think we can agree on that. Now he comes here early. He's coming to the B-flat, the B7 a little bit early. If I tap my foot. He's coming on the fourth beat there. Okay. So he's sliding down with that tritone. You know, we know that when chords go through the circle fifths, the tritone just goes down in half steps. Right, this kind of pattern. This kind of thing, you know. So that goes with, or could go with, starting roots of tritone away, you know, from where I started. So in this case, we're going with G flat 7. The tritone is this. So he just brings the tritone down a half step to get to the B7. And he most likely just moves the first finger down there. I mean, that's got to be there. Again, it's just really clear to me that that's where the fingering would be. There's other stuff that's not so clear, and I will say that when it comes up. Like this thing, for example. But the thing is, see, now if you were to play this, modern player were to play this, whatever, probably play with the fourth finger, getting that D sharp. I think he gets it with a third finger. As I said in the first video, this whole transcription is with three fingers anyway. So now sometimes I'm sticking to that maybe too strictly, but because, you know, occasionally probably he'd use a fourth finger. But when you listen to this really closely, check this out. He slides that. That's a slide. Listen. That's a slide. So, that makes sense that would be the third finger. He's reaching up to grab it and he's coming back down because of where he comes to next. Right. Now, there's another thing that happens there. So let me get to that. So, again, I play this 1, 2, 3. Not 1, 3, 4. You can play 1, 3, 4 if you want, but to me it's stronger 1, 2, 3. If the fingering feels weird, I would just repeat it a bunch of times. Okay, and then what does he do after that? Now check that out. To me, that sounds like another slide. Now I may just be wanting it to be a slide so that I can grab that D natural with a third finger. As opposed to, that's perfectly possible as well. But the way it's going, I don't know, I feel like, even if he re-articulates it, which may be possible, even if he re-articulates it, that I feel like it might be the second finger twice. to grab that tritone, because he's always playing tritones like this. You know, this is not as strong. So if you can play that with the same finger, that's stronger than 4-3. Okay, so now he's using the same shape here as he did here. This is G flat 7. Now he's a different shape when he gets to B7, but when he gets to E7, he's back on this shape again, just a whole step down, right? Okay. I mean, that's got to be there on the guitar. This is so easy. Charlie Christian was just a genius at finding shapes, right? That's 1-3, 1-3, 1-3. One of the easiest, most comfortable things you can play on guitar, but it's still hip the way he does it. I'm going to go back to full speed. It sounds a little weird. He goes. So he's on the way up, he's going. He has a G sharp. Then he goes to G natural to come down. And he uses this shape. But what's up with the G sharp to a G natural? Well, that's just E7 going to A7, right? Flat coming down. What is this? Well, this is just the same thing I had talked about in the first A section, where he goes. You got this as the upper part of A flat 7. It's like an E flat minor 6. And then you went to the G flat minor 6. So he's very fond of that shape. And he uses it again here. So he goes, so. And then he uses it again. Just a half step down for the A flat 7. And wraps it up with this. Right? All three fingers, watch. Play it with the record at a slow speed, let's say 60%. So, an interesting thing about these shapes, I mean, this is so hip. Like, he has, you know, on guitar we have, like, fifth string root stuff like this G flat 7, and then you have sixth string root stuff like this B7, you know. Of course, B7 can be here fifth string and here sixth string, right? G flat 7 can be here sixth string and here fifth string. So he has, like, one shape he's using for a dominant 7 chord with a fifth string root. G flat 7, he's using this box. I'm just talking about the top three strings of the guitar now. And then when he goes to B7, he can't use that shape anymore, right? It doesn't really work. So he switches to this minor sixth type of shape, which is also very easy to play. Looks to us like an F sharp minor six. So he's going. And then he's coming to the E7. He can go back to the box. 1-3-1-3-1-3-1-3. And then for the A7, he can come back to the minor 6. And then slide that down a half step for the A-flat 7, right? So you could say, if you want to just get the skeletal kind of shapes of this thing, of this bridge, you could kind of mess around with those shapes, like 1, 2, again. With like other connecting tones. Oh, sorry. 1, 2. You know, I wish I could do it as hip as Charlie Christian does, but, you know, it's amazing how he connects it all together into this beautiful sentence. He puts all those words together. So that's something else. That's really great. And also it fits well in the hand, you know. And, you know, I have a theory, not much of a theory, but it's sort of in line with what these accounts of Charlie Christian were saying about his time feel, is that he was brilliant at finding shapes that work really great. Gestures, you know. So gesture, if you have a whole gesture that works well, lays well on the guitar, you can really spend a lot of time focusing on the groove and not like every note that you're trying to choose and all that stuff. Similarly, Wes Montgomery, George Benson, you know, I feel have things like that, Rodney Jones, where there are these shapes that you're connecting together more so than like every single note, but it's like this shape connects to that shape. And those things lay so well on the guitar that you can just really focus on getting the feeling out, you know. So I don't know. It's not a sophisticated theory, but it's something along those lines. So after this phrase, okay. So this is pretty simple. What he does. This plays an octave there. Now, most people would just play the octave like that, like how Wes Montgomery would. I think on the transcription, yeah, I have it written with third finger and first finger. That may seem really weird to people. I just did that, I think, just to stick with the three fingers thing and also to sort of be up in this position for the next thing that happens. That's got to pretty much be there. I mean, it could be. Could be there, but I don't think so. To me, the sound of the pitch sounds thicker, like it's on these thicker strings. And also, the next thing he does is right up there, which is 100%. That's got to be there. To me, that sounds like you would already be up there. But the octave, I don't know. I'd go 50-50 on that, you know, whatever. Maybe even less than 50 on this thing. It seems kind of weird, but whatever. So, I don't know how Charlie Christian played octaves. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows. He was inventing this stuff, so it could be anything. But if he just went, it would be natural to play it there since you're already there. So the question is he staying where he was, or is he getting ready to go somewhere else? Two versions. And then tritone double stop. This is like, you know, the, that's like the 7-come-11 type of phrase there. Again, the G-flat minor 6, just like we heard. On the first 8 bars, he's wrapping it up with that same sound. So, is that what it is? Oh, let's hear it. So he says, So that's all just right up in there, most likely, right there in that D flat kind of home position. And then he goes, he does a tritone, and then he does a tritone away from that, basically reversing the notes. This is B flat on the bottom, E on the top, and now it's E on the bottom, B flat on the top, right? Right, that's all pretty straightforward there. Just, it's really nice how it lays in the time. So let's play it along with this. I'm gonna play it like a little bit slow. So that's the whole first chorus there. We got the whole first chorus now. And it just keeps getting cooler from here on out. So hope you're enjoying this series. I certainly am. I haven't played this solo in a while, so it's great for me to revisit it. Every time you come back, just a great work of art, you learn something new. And I'm noticing a couple of things as I'm going through it right here. So see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument, And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.